Well, we're here at Marketing Profs B2B Forum, and I'm here with my favorite new guest,
Yay!
Anna Lewis, right? So we're you know, old friends. We've done podcasts before together.
That's right.
And we're both from Kansas City, but you're from this tiny little company no one's ever heard of called Black & Veatch. So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. This is my first Marketing Profs conference, so I'm
excited.
It's
like a concert.
Yeah, it is.
There's music all the time.
There was a lot of music. There was
singing
music
this morning,
yesterday morning, so it gets you jazzed up and before all the presentations begin. But I'm having a good time, just trying to keep my agenda straight, I guess.
Yeah, and there's so many good sessions. Yesterday, I was looking at the people I was competing with, and it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to tell my audience, like, you're missing Ardith. You're missing Andy Crestedina. Go, please.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you afterwards in the bar over beers. But there's so much great content at those conferences.
I agree. And it was one of those things where you had to make that decision, kind of a last minute choice on which one you were going to go to. So you better make the right one.
Exactly. So Black & Veatch is a very large firm and one of the biggest companies in Kansas City. What's your role there? And then what's your day-to-day look like?
So my role is marketing manager, and I'm actually in what we call our global marketing and communications group, which is also known as our corporate marketing group. Recently, we were kind of put underneath a new sales organization that is being stood up within Black & Veatch, kind of called our world-class sales, and it's people that are selling cross-business line services. So okay. Black & Veatch supports the energy, water, and telecommunication industries. And we're seeing now that there is a trend where our services need to converge. Mm-hmm. And so now we have some salespeople that are trying to sell those converged services. And we've been put underneath that sales group to kind of support them. So it's an interesting time, which is also kind of a fun time because you're now working very closely with sales, which I think is kind of the theme of this conference, is how can you better align to sales so that you can prove your worth and then also close the deal. So it's exciting, and it's also kind of a learning process as we're going along.
Absolutely, because in a company like Black & Veatch, the price tag is not like $10, right? Mm-hmm. You're dealing with very large and most likely not as many transactions as, you know, other people would have, because these are, you know, huge construction projects. So sales alignment matters so much. So what has been kind of your experience of now working with the sales team and kind of starting to get in the same page with things?
I would say I actually give a presentation to a local school in Kansas City called University of Kansas City, Missouri. And one of the first things that I give to them is to tell them, like, kind of a fun thing about me is that I learned customer service is a huge thing that I take away in my job today. I learned it as waiting tables in college just to make rent.
Yeah.
But it was a very valuable skill because you learn a lot when you're doing customer service. You learn how to problem solve, how to work quick on your feet, how to work with multiple personalities, and at the end of the day, always come with a solution if you have a problem or a suggestion for a solution. Mm-hmm. So when I work with sales, I always think about they're my customer too. We ultimately are trying to find the same customer together. We're a team. But as a marketer, you have multiple customers. You have your sales team. You have the person that's going to buy from you. And you also have your leadership. So you have to take customer service at a whole new level and be able to help each one of those individually. They all have needs and they all have goals that they have to meet. And as a marketer, our job is to support and help people achieve those goals.
Your CMO just handed you a global campaign with a short deadline and the request to lead with video. You're given a team of you and, well, you. This campaign is asking for 15 videos that need to create awareness and engagement across multiple online destinations, drive demand and lead gen, and measure performance. Whew, calm down. Everything's going to be okay. We've got you covered. First things first, we're going to set you up with Video Marketing Suite, which will allow you to access everything you need from a single online location. And it's made for marketers, so you can easily run your campaign yourself. With just a couple of clicks, your videos are uploaded, automatically optimized to work across all screens and devices. You can distribute to your social channels to reach audiences where they are, and then drive them back to a customized branded video portal using Gallery, which you can create quickly, easily, and in multiple languages. For live events, Brightcove offers an easy-to-use live streaming interface, and after you're done streaming, trim the video and post it on demand for people who missed the event. We'll even help you create interactive elements to optimize video for lead generation. To make sense of all this, our analytics platform tracks a number of statistics in an easy-to-use UI. This data feeds into leading marketing automation platforms. You can see who watched and for how long, and what other content they consumed. Then you know what to create and who it's for. We're Brightcove. We'll help ensure that your video marketing is a success.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're not in it alone. I think that's what a lot of people find out when they start to work with sales teams, that there's actually a lot of common goals and common participation in those goals. And you're not, you know, you're not the only one that can create great content. That the salespeople also know those stories that we're all trying to reach for.
Right.
So what do you think, because I'm sure you get to work with some new people because you guys are like the recruiting capital of the world when it comes to finding awesome talent from colleges. What do you find when kids are coming out of college and they join up with the marketing team? What are some of those lessons that they need to learn real quick?
I think the first thing that people expect when they come into a marketing group is that we have a set way of doing every single thing. And that's not true. Not all the time, at least. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's certain ways that we do things based on the client. So flexibility is a core thing that I try to teach early on. Mm-hmm. Just because we go out and we plan this, if we don't get that buy-in from sales or the buy-in from leadership, then we've got to figure out to move some things around to make sure that they're bought in too, and we can still get what we need out of it. Mm-hmm. So I think when you're a student, you have a curriculum and you have agenda that you work towards throughout your career as a college student. And then when you go to the workforce, that kind of gets blown up a little bit. The marketing world changes really fast. The rise of digital and technology, everything is always shifting. I first started at Black & Veatch as a social media manager, and just staying on top of Facebook and LinkedIn changing, and showcase pages popping up on LinkedIn and something else dropping off. And we had a strategy to do that something else. Mm-hmm. You know, there's things you have to shift really quickly. And I think with a group, especially like Black & Veatch, we're a longstanding company and conservative and kind of slow moving. We're trying to get faster about moving things. But with technology moving fast, it forces us to do that change really quick. And so having a marketing group that can come in, especially younger people that are coming out of college, to be able to communicate that type of shift and change is okay, mm-hmm. and it's fine, and to trust that sometimes a different insight and maybe a newer insight is also just as good as the insight that is that veteran, the senior person that's been there for a long time. If we can mesh the two together, we're actually better off as a company rather than having kind of that siloed, I've been here the longest, I know what I'm doing, versus you're new and you got some new ideas, but that's not the way we do it here. Yeah. So being able to come together and kind of let go of a few of those things for the betterment of the company, it's ultimately going to be a good thing to do for your marketing group and then for the company.
Yeah, and I think a lot of young people, they dismiss what we've learned, but the reason we do the social networks and all these pieces is because they've evolved from something else. And so those senior people, they're not just the old fogies that, you know, do print because that's what we used to do. It's because it works. Mm-hmm. And it's a tactic that we all need to learn how to engage with. And take your next senior manager out for lunch and mm-hmm. pick his brain, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We encourage mentorships at our company. We have an access for a portal where you can sign up and ask for a mentor. And I think that's a good thing. Regardless of them being an engineer or a marketing person or whoever they may be, as you grow in your career, you have something to offer. And I think more and more we're seeing the value of skills like being accountable, you know, being able to adapt to change and things like that ultimately help build you up as a professional too. So you can learn from several different people. I mean, customer service, like I said earlier, it's not a marketing type of skill, but I use it every day in marketing. Absolutely. So there's some things you can learn. You know, you go to these conferences, you learn about marketing, but from the people with whom you work in the organization, you can learn a lot more of that kind of soft skill.
Yeah. And so to kind of turn the page a little bit and talk about the event itself, This being your first time, and last night, you know, me and my wife go to an event, Michelle, and you're there and you're like, hey, meet my new friends, right? You're doing it right.
Yeah.
You're engaging with people. You're not like hiding from people. What have been some of your takeaways from this event?
I would say it's never going to be easy to network and to talk with people. I think that there are some people that are naturals at it, and as the more that you get around these groups of people, the more you learn to know people and you get comfortable talking with them. So it does take time. That would be my number one thing, is that, you know, be patient with it and don't be afraid to put yourself out there. But one thing to, there's a lot to be learned from the people that are sitting around you, just as much as the person that's presenting to you. Mm-hmm. And so just the quick conversation of, how was your session today? Or did you go to a good session? I went to this one, and you find out the person went to the other one that you wanted to go to. You can jot down some notes or exchange some ideas just from that person attending a session. And so that's a good way to get things started. And then after that, just keep your plans open. So the reason I went to the event last night is because I met two other ladies who said, hey, we're going to go to this event. Would you like to go? And then someone else that I had met said, oh, I know of this event. You know, it's kind of the telephone method of
exactly.
And then you bring more people to it, and then you get the people that you've met are now getting introduced to each other, and you're creating a network before you even know it.
Exactly. And an event like Marketing Profs is usually an annual event for people. Mm-hmm. It's like a pilgrimage, right?
Right.
They come back here and then they see all their friends on the first day and they kick those conversations back off. And that's very much the same feel you get with local organizations. Mm-hmm. And so I know you're a big part of a few local organizations, but one of them is close to your heart. Why don't you tell us about that one?
Yes. So it's called the International Association of Business Communicators, and I'm involved with the Kansas City chapter. So KCIABC. It's a tongue twister. Some people always miss a letter, but I've been involved for, I was on the board for about 4 or 5 years, and then kind of just been a member ever since then. And then recently this year, I've taken on the role to help kind of bring back our young professionals group. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good experience to really try to get people in Kansas City that have a shared common goal, a shared common career path, to bring them together and just to have that conversation. Especially with young professionals, I think that they, like I said before, have kind of a new insight in what they think that the marketing world's going to look like, which is interesting. It's good to look and see that world in their eyes and then see what they want to get out of it or what they would like to get out of it. And then try to give those experiences to them and try to bring some people together that don't normally interact with young professionals, and just bring them together for that kind of conversation, programming, whatever it may be. So at KCIBC is actually how I probably credit my career. I volunteered with them right out of school before I had a job, and I was networking one time, and my former boss called me up and said, hey, I have this open position. I'd like for you to take a look before I post it out on all the career sites.
Yeah.
So when people are like, maybe painful to network or join associations, or I don't have time, I can't commit to that type of thing, just think about where you're at in your career and where you want to be, and look at the people around you who are successful because of that, and try to connect with them, because that might be the next step that you can take.
Yeah. And one of the statistics about millennials or younger professionals that I truly believe is there's this concept of, you will be very fast paced through your career path, that year after year after year, you're going to get a raise. You're going to get, you know, a change in your stature, and you're going to be managing people. By the time you're 30, you're going to run the place. Right?
Yeah.
And once you actually get involved in an organization like you did, and you get quickly, right, moved up to the president role, because everybody's looking at each other saying, who's going to do it this year?
Right.
You learn that responsibility and those aspects of leadership are things that do take time to nurture and mature. But it's a great experience to actually slow yourself down on the career path a little bit and take time to become a better marketer. Is that kind of what you've seen?
Yeah, I think there is different types of leadership too. And so when you say that you're, you know, you go and commit to an organization and you kind of work your way up, you learn at each level of that way up the path. I mean, mm-hmm. leadership for maybe just a smaller group is just making sure that you guys get together often, everyone has their ability to share their voice, and you commit on something that you had promised to when you started this whole program. As you move up and you become a president of something like an association, you have a larger level of leadership, but you also are empowering the people underneath you too. And I think that that's an important lesson to kind of learn within marketing as well. I say it all the time at work. I think people are probably annoyed of me, but I always say that my job is to educate and empower, because ultimately the brand and what we're trying to say to our clients and our customers is one thing, but the people that actually work at our company are truly going to say what's going to be impactful to our customers and to the public. So if we can't educate them or empower them to have that message, then we're not doing our job.
Awesome.
Today, real time is the only time that counts. To stay relevant, you have to stay ahead. Your customers want the right information, right now, wherever they are. So, how do you meet the demands of today's customers? By marketing in context. Context accounts for a customer's interaction with your brand. So each touch builds on the next, creating more meaningful experiences for your customers. At Sitecor, we call this context marketing. To do it well, you need marketing technology that has three things: contextual intelligence, content management, and omni-channel automation. Contextual intelligence gives you the information you need about your consumers, so the content you manage is more relevant and is automatically delivered wherever your customers are. The Sitecor Experience platform was built for context marketing, so you can create a more personalized customer experience. Demand more from your marketing technology. Demand more from marketing. Own the experience. Sitecor.
So as we start to wrap this up, what do you think the biggest thing you're going to take home from this event will be?
I just got out of a session about sales, and it was the guy was in sales. You can tell he had the energy. He was all about it. And he said, you know, why aren't your salespeople here in the conference? It's a great point. I should bring a salesperson next time I'm going to a marketing conference, because everyone always talks about the battle between marketing convincing sales that what they're doing is bringing value and that they should have skin in the game too. And so I think that the thing that I'm going to take away, and which I've tried to start moving towards now that we're working closely with sales, is constantly putting myself in their shoes and then working with them to understand that marketing and sales is one thing now. It is one process, and we can't have one without the other. And they need us and we need them, and to just continue to bring that relationship together. And don't get so caught up and overwhelmed in like kind of all the things that are going on. Think of one thing at a time and accomplish that and get it done with. Prove that it works, get leadership buy-in, and then repeat it over and over again. That's harder than it sounds.
Absolutely. And since, you know, just like the Grammys, we're getting the orchestra yeah. playing, right? The escalator guys are tired of taking yeah. their break. And so now they're going to start beating the hammer. We'll part on that note. But thank you for your time.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
And we'll see you when we get back to KC.
Yes. All right.
Cool.